This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1294, Real Money, A Complete Guide to Getting Started in Real Estate Investing by Kaylin Bruce of MoneyMiniBlog.com. And I'm Dan, I'm your host, and this is where I read to you from some of the best blogs on personal finance, and I am here doing that every single day, and that includes weekends and holidays. And we actually have 5 shows, soon to be 6. You can search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this to find all of them, and they all use this very same format, reading blogs to you and turning them into podcasts. But for now, let's get right to it and continue optimizing your life. Real Money, A Complete Guide to Getting Started in Real Estate Investing by Kaylin Bruce of MoneyMiniBlog.com. As we head midway into 2019, the country's housing market is beginning to cool. Yet, despite that, the top U.S. cities are experiencing pricing hikes. That means that getting started in real estate investing right now requires careful consideration. The right location and the right property is crucial. Listen in to learn how to get started in real estate when you're new to the game. Write down your goals. Before you start real estate investing, it's wise to know what you want to accomplish from it. Becoming a millionaire isn't really an actionable goal. It's better if you decide how much you want in income each month per door after all your expenses. You may also have a goal to acquire one new property each year, for example. You can also set retirement goals, such as how much money you'll need a month to retire and how many rental properties that will take. Evaluate yourself. Next, understand that although real estate investing sounds appealing, it's not the best option for everyone. Is it a reasonable option for you? Ask yourself the hard questions. Do I have the skills to be a real estate investor? Can I take on this commitment? Is the housing market right for real estate investing? If you answered yes to these questions, you can confidently move forward with getting started in real estate. Even if you don't know everything you need to know, that's okay. There are so many resources, most of them free, that you can turn to teach you how to get into real estate investing. Review your finances. Next, you need to evaluate whether you have the ability to invest. While you don't necessarily need to cover the cost from your own pocket, can you afford another mortgage payment? Be realistic about what you can and can't do. Talk to various lenders to explore your options. Pick a type of property. Real estate investing is such a broad field. There are so many options, from vacant farmland to apartment buildings and Caribbean vacation rentals. There are pros and cons to each type of real estate property. You need to figure out which one would work best for you. Your best bet when you start real estate investing is to explore all your options. You may prefer turnkey real estate investments over properties you need to flip, or vice versa. Decide upon a location. You've heard it a million times, location, location, location. One of the best tips when you're getting started in real estate is to do extensive research into an area. Find out the property taxes in the area you're considering. If you plan to invest in residential properties, look at the schools in the area. This is a big factor for families who may rent your properties. Figure out the typical rental rates in the area. Schedule a meeting with a few property management companies to discuss rent rates. Make sure you look at the walkability score of your area, as well as the accessibility to public transportation. Both factors will be important ones for future tenants. One of the most important things you can research is the demographics in the area. Demographic trends can help you project the appreciation of your investment. Population growth and household income are driving forces that can help your property be successful. You really can't do too much research. Even looking into the internet options that service the area is important. Being armed with research helps you make a well-informed decision. Review the positive cash flow numbers. So once you've lined up financing for your real estate investment, it's time to do some estimates. Real estate for beginners requires you to carefully consider the projections of cost and revenue of your investment. Include all the possible costs, such as insurance, taxes, maintenance, and so on. There are plenty of free online calculators that can help. Search for a property. Now that you've done all the grunt work, here comes the fun part. It's time to start searching for the right property. There are many ways you can go about this. You can use a real estate agent to find investment properties in the area you want. Many newbie real estate investors go this route. Of course, you can also look on Craigslist and other online and print community spaces for properties. You can get your hands on a tax delinquent list. This will require that you spend some time negotiating a short sale with the sellers, but it could be worth your while. Plus, there's also the option of just driving around the neighborhood and looking for sale by owner signs. While you are exploring the area, you may come across the perfect option, but there's no for sale sign. Go ahead and send a letter in the mail explaining that you're interested in buying the property. The owners may not be interested, but you have nothing to lose. And with off-market options, you aren't competing against other bidders. Make an offer. Once you've found a property that meets your needs, go ahead and put in an offer. Many beginner investors get stuck looking and they fail to move to the next step. Go ahead and make that offer. Feel free to put in a lowball offer. The worst thing that can happen is that the sellers turn it down. Make sure your offer includes a contingency for a property inspection. That way, if the quality is subpar, you can back out of the deal. The bottom line on getting started in real estate investing. Thanks for listening. We hope this guide on getting started in real estate investing has given you the overview you need to move forward. Remember, real estate investing can be an excellent source of income, but it comes with some work. Plenty of research and consideration at the beginning will help you decide if it is the right option for you. You just listened to the post titled, Real Money, A Complete Guide to Getting Started in Real Estate Investing by Kaylin Bruce of MoneyMiniBlog.com.
If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kid's college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
And that's going to do it for today. Hope you have a happy rest of your day, and I'm going to see you right back here tomorrow for the Friday show, where your optimal life awaits.